The weather this week has been all over the place, and that theme will continue over the next couple of days. We had a nasty wintry mix across the area yesterday and last night, and some areas saw significant ice accretion from freezing rain. This afternoon, for most of us, it feels like springtime, as temperatures have warmed into the 40s, and there's even a number of spots south of Albany that have moved up into the 50s this afternoon. Now, somewhat ironically, it's those areas that will see the most snow from the storm that will arrive late tonight and continue through the day tomorrow. So some big changes are in store as cold air rushes into the area tonight and a storm racing across the country works off the mid-Atlantic coast. That storm will track south of Long Island tomorrow, bringing the heaviest snow to areas south and east of the capital region. And those areas were likely to see 8 to about 14 inches of snow, so those double-digit snowfall totals will be quite common well south and east of Albany. The capital region itself will be on the northwestern edge of the storm. So in the Albany area, we're looking at a few inches of snow, likely in the range of about 3 to 6 inches, and then farther north and northwest, snow amounts will be lighter. In fact, along the Canadian border, there may be very little, if any, snow. So winter storm warnings are in effect for areas south and east of Albany, the capital region, east into southern Vermont, and then west into portions of the Catskills and the Schoharie Valley are under a winter weather advisory. Snow arrives late tonight. Snow will be heavy at times during tomorrow morning's commute, especially south and east of the Albany area, so conditions will be quite rough on the roadways, especially in that band of heavy snow south and east of Albany, right through about midday tomorrow. And for most of us, the snow will wind down around midday, though it will linger a little while longer in our New England areas through at least the early to middle part of tomorrow afternoon. So a winter storm coming after a spring-like day today, and it's going to be cold as we wrap the work week on Friday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, increasing clouds with a chance of light snow late, especially away from the Canadian border, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of light snow, breezy and cold, high 18 to 24. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with snow developing after midnight, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of snow, especially during the morning, breezy and cold, high 18 to 24. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy, with snow developing late, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy, with moderate to heavy snow, breezy and cold, high 28 to 34. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy, with snow developing late, low in the lower 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy, with snow likely through midday, breezy and cold, with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, the chance of flurries and snow showers, breezy and cold with highs in the teens and 20s, and on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow and snow showers with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.